The Lessons, written by John Purcell and read by Elizabeth Brennan. I had closed my eyes. I could hear them all talking. Our small party and the others, the people we didn't know, sharing the beach with us. Audrey was talking. I loved the sound of her voice. It didn't matter what she said. To sound as beautiful as she did and be as beautiful as she was didn't seem fair. She smelled beautiful, too. "Can you sing?" I asked.
"Who?" asked Simon.
"Audrey. Can you sing, Audrey?"
"No,"
she said.
"That's good." "Why is that good?" asked Simon.
I didn't answer. The heat of the sun was overwhelming. Audrey was listing the names of all the famous people who'd lived or spent time in Nice over the years. She was very proud that France still attracted all of the best people to her beaches on the Côte d'Azur. We hadn't seen anyone famous up to that point, but Audrey insisted we would. She said that I shouldn't be shocked if Alfred Hitchcock spotted me and cast me in his next film. She told me all the time how pretty I was. It was impossible to ignore. Jane and Sebastian arrived late. They chose to sit beside me on the beach, so they were not too close to Simon, Audrey, Michelle, and Claude. I kept my eyes closed, but I could hear the fuss they were making, snapping open their beach chairs. Up went their umbrella, a little patch of grey old England on the shore of the Mediterranean. Sebastian was now shy of the sun. They were leaving Clemmy with the nurse now that I was spending more time with Audrey. I decided to pretend I was not there. If I couldn't see them, they wouldn't see me. But the heat. I would have to go into the water soon. I would be able to smell my flesh frying at any moment. Perhaps I needed to turn onto my stomach like a beef patty, so I cooked right through. I put on my sunglasses and opened my eyes to see Jane stretched out on her towel beside me in her bikini. I had been actively avoiding her ever since we'd arrived. I couldn't stand the sight of her. In Jane's absence, Simon was keen to sit with me and talk to me. He hadn't wanted to know me in England. Jane could not hide her joy that I seemed to have put Harry behind me. She mistook my grief for a bruised heart, and I did not disabuse her. I could not forgive her, either. I avoided her attempts at affection. How different things might have been if she hadn't meddled when she did. If she and Mother hadn't conspired, what would my life have been like? Would I have finished school, then returned home and continued my affair with Harry? Would our affair have died of natural causes? Would we have been engaged with a child on the way? Jane was talking about how beautiful everything was there. "All my best years were lost to the war and austerity," she said. "Places like this only existed in magazines. I will make the most of it now. I feel 20 again." Sebastian told her she didn't look a day over 19, which he must have felt obliged to say.